Welcome back to the Soda Pop Podcast. This is episode 6 of our second year. Today we have the CAT faculty, or as we like to call it, Cinematic Art and Theater. And so we just wanted to introduce them to y'all and see like what we're planning for the CAT program this year and semester.
Yeah, so you guys want to start off by telling us a little bit about yourselves, like where you guys, what department you're in, and kind of how long you've been here, and maybe your favorite films or plays.
We'll start from the end.
Okay. So I'm Michael Curtis Johnson. You can call me Mike. I am a faculty member in the Cinematic Arts program. I've been here at UNA for about 3 years now, so I'm starting to get the hang of some things. Yeah, really excited about the new program, excited to talk to you guys about it. Favorite movie would be very difficult. I just watched a movie last night, A Place in the Sun, which I really, really liked. Film by George Stevens, so I've been trying to make my way through old films, but it's hard to think of one particular movie.
Yeah. My name's Jason Pangalinan, assistant professor in cinematic arts. Mike and I started in communications, and I'll be going on 6 years here now. And as far as a favorite film, I mean, not to be unoriginal, but Star Wars. So, yeah.
Hi, I'm Vince Salpietro. I'm a new professor here at UNA and a new professor overall, really. But I am a assistant professor in production, design, and technology, or design and tech, or whatever our technical titles are in that field. But I do all the stuff in theater that's not acting.
Now, you are new, so can you tell us a little bit about what inspired you to come to UNA, and where did you work before?
Sure. This is my first professor job. So out of grad school, I've been working in the real world. I was the resident scenic designer and charge artist at Cincinnati Shakespeare Company in Cincinnati, Ohio. And I've also worked at freelancing a few places. I just got off a stint up in upstate New York outside of the city, doing a summer at Adirondack Theater Festival as the charge artist there, the lead painter, basically, if you don't know the lingo. But yeah, I've been working in the real world. This is my first teaching job. I really wanted to come back to school, I guess, or back into university life, because I'm a lot more inspired to explore my art through mentoring and working with other people and collaborating in that way, while still having the freedom to sort of go out and work professionally. Mm-hmm. And it's a conducive way to the way I work and the way I learn and the way that I like to teach and everything like that.
Okay, so yeah, the CAT program is just started. So how do you guys feel about, you know, the programs actually finally being able to come together, and kind of what do you see for the future?
You're the veteran.
I mean, yeah. I mean, the Cinematic Arts and Theater thing has been on the table since I first arrived in 2014. So the fact that it's at least starting to happen now, 5-6 years later, I mean, that's progress. It's slower than people might have hoped for, but at least it's starting. So it appears that there's going to be a lot more in front of us to have to manage and take care of. So,
Yeah, I think culturally speaking, there's a lot of overlap between the programs, and I think both of our programs are going to feel a little bit more comfortable underneath the same roof. It's not to say we weren't, you know, comfortable in other places. You know, I just think this is a better sort of collaborative. Is that even a word? Collaborative atmosphere for all the students. And so, yeah, we're pretty excited about it.
So, y'all are anticipating, we talked about it a little bit before, a new degree program. So can you tell us a little bit about that? And is there any way, like, it's unique to the North Alabama region or anything for the UNA students to come?
Well, we're intending on having a BFA program, which would be unique in Alabama. A BFA is more of a professional program, which would be focused specifically on each discipline, as opposed to like kind of slightly more liberal education with a BA or a BS. So the plan is we still have to get approval through AIC, Alabama, essentially. But we'll have a BFA program in cinematic arts and theater, and then the disciplines would be specific. It would be you could get a BFA in acting, or you can get a BFA in stage design, or a BFA in film production. And so there'll be a core where there's classes that overlap into both fields, but then there'll be specialized disciplines where if you're an actor, you're going to take a lot of acting classes, and if you're a filmmaker, you're going to be taking a lot of filmmaking classes specific to your field and specific to your craft, where in the past, not that it's been a little bit more loose, but you've been really taking stuff. People have been taking stuff outside of their majors and outside of their programs, but now we'll just have a lot more classes focused on those specific disciplines.
That's good.
Yeah, that's really good. So we heard that there's a film student who is going to be representing UNA at the New Orleans Film Festival later this month. So how does that kind of make you feel, and do you hope it'll inspire other students to kind of follow the same path?
Well, I can just tell you a little bit about it, and then maybe JP can talk about it. So, Molly Main will be a cinematic arts student, will be going down to New Orleans for the festival. There's something called South Pitch, and there's really only a few schools that are invited to participate, and some of them is like Alabama, Auburn, University of New Orleans, us, and I think maybe a couple others. But basically, Molly will go down to New Orleans. She'll pitch her practicum idea, which is her final project that she does over her study year. And if she wins, which would be great, she could get tens of thousands of dollars in post-production support on her film. And so that part of the filmmaking process can be very expensive, and a lot of students don't even get the chance to really dive into post-production just because of those costs. Mm-hmm. So I think, if she were to win, I think that would be fantastic. But I also think even just going down to the festival, it's one of the larger regional festivals in the South. Mm-hmm. It's really got a global impact. I think just that opportunity to go down there, meet other filmmakers, just network is a great opportunity for her, and yeah, we're really excited about it.
Yeah, networking is very, very important in the arts, so that's a good thing. Yeah,
certainly. Yeah, Molly's a really talented student we have here, and Mike was able to work with the people down in New Orleans and get this, to get this started. We had never participated in this before, so really like having that opportunity to send a student down there. Being the first is just a big deal in itself, and hopefully every time a student is able to accomplish something, whether it's screen at a festival or be a finalist in some screenwriting competition or being able to compete in a pitch fest, mm-hmm. The hope is that other students can look at that and start thinking, I can do that too, as opposed to, okay, what am I going to do with this degree if I'm not in some major metropolitan area? Hopefully they can start seeing other opportunities for themselves as well. Because when your classmates are doing it, it's sort of just a natural inclination when you break through that psychological barrier that you can do it too. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, Molly is, I think she's a part of that movement where students are starting to achieve, and so they believe they can achieve as well. Mm-hmm. So.
And I definitely think that UNA students, especially film students, have a lot to look forward to just because of the people that came before them, like Austin Parsons and Amanda Lynn did. I mean, they're amazing, and Kaylee Thomas even. I remember working with them, and they were like incredible, and now they're, doing their own thing and being successful.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's like really cool for UNA to be able to
Yeah.
represent, yeah.
Yeah, it does. And they seem like like we have our own film festival. We have the George Lindsay Film Festival too, but it's like going a step beyond that and mm-hmm. getting yourself even farther out there than you can with the, mm-hmm. you know, just being a part of George Lindsay. Mm-hmm. And that's always a big thing to do, especially networking wise, like you guys said before.
Mm-hmm. And so on to the George Lindsay Film Festival. When is that exactly? Do you know?
That's the first week of March. First weekend of March. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And students are, you know, how much do they have to pay to, you know, put in there?
Yeah. Students don't have to pay anything to submit. They can get a waiver and they can write us or mjohnson31@una.edu. They can get a waiver, and anyone who's not a student, it's $5 to apply, which is mm-hmm. pretty cheap for a yeah. film festival. Mm-hmm. In the first place. But yeah, I mean, every year the George Lindsay's great. We bring out filmmakers from literally across the world. We show some really great films. We have some great panels. Last year, mm-hmm. JP did a discussion with Academy Award nominated screenwriter Will Fetters from A Star Is Born. Mm-hmm. And this year we'll try to bring out some more guests that are focused on film and acting. And, you know, hopefully as these two programs come together, yeah, we can start to focus sort of on the performance side of film, not only in the program, but also at the George Lindsay as well, because it's an actor who started it.
Do y'all have a deadline for people to send in their film?
It's December 1st.
December 1st, okay. So just make sure that if you're into that, like at least, you know, email Mike or, you know, put it in, yeah, contact you to know how to do that, right? Now y'all have a CAT meeting, right? Do y'all have it planned for the next one or
the next get together?
a CAT meeting?
Yes, like the one we did, the original one where we met each other and stuff. Do y'all have another one coming up or?
Oh, I thought that was it. So, are we supposed to? Do the students want another sort of meet and greet?
I think it would be cool. And do you know for auditions for like new projects or anything like that?
Well, hopefully they'll do sort of like a, I wouldn't call it like a cattle call. It's not exactly that, but they'll do an auditioning process where any actor can come out and sort of read, and then they'll sort of look to see if there's any roles in the upcoming practicum projects that they might be suitable for. Mm-hmm. But as far as meeting too, we're hoping as the programs overlaps, there's going to be a lot more informal meeting, mm-hmm. you know, a lot more actors from the theater program performing in films, mm-hmm. a lot more film students attending productions, you know, because now that we're all underneath the same roof, you know, I know I've only been to one production, unfortunately, since I've been here. A Lesson Before Dying, and I was like totally blown away. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, even sometimes theater gets this, you get this sort of impression that it can't be intimate. And that sort of blew my mind because it might surprise people, but when you're coming from a film background, sometimes you just don't have as much experience in theater. Mm-hmm. And you think of certain limitations and then realize you're totally wrong about that. Mm-hmm. So I think just, yeah, participating more in each other's events should be the first way everyone should start really getting to know each other.
Mm-hmm. And we, and Vince, you're working on Doll's House, correct?
Yeah, we're in the throes of production on that. It's only a few more weeks until mm-hmm. we open, but things are really starting to ramp up as far as production goes.
Mm-hmm. And so y'all have any social media for the film, the cinematic arts department, correct?
Yeah, I mean, now I think I'm sorry, I keep talking. As far as our Facebook page, I think now we're linked up. It's a cinematic arts and theater page, mm-hmm. and so we're all of our information is sort of under there. I know we have specific groups mm-hmm. for, you know, the theater program and for the filmmakers club, where that's sort of a way for like students to interact with each other. Mm-hmm. But as far as just like program information, they can go. Anyone can go to it's Facebook/ UNA Cinematic Arts and Theater, literally. That's the URL, so they can check that out for just information about the program. Mm-hmm.
That's good. So I will say, I think that this new program is going to be amazing because of the fact that, you know, when I've talked to like student filmmakers, they're always looking for, you know, people to be in their films, and linking up with theater students, it gives the theater students the opportunity to be able to see what it's like when they are trying to go out into their profession as well. As well as, like, with filmmakers, like you said, experiencing what theater is actually like from a different perspective than just from behind the camera. I think that's this is really going to help with that. And it's been a long time coming, like JP said already.
Yeah, and I know that we addressed it in the CAT meeting as well. It's different for filmmakers to work with people that want to act, not just their buddy that they put in front of a screen that, you know, is just there to have fun. It's awesome to have actors to be able to do that kind of work, even if they're not planning on doing that for, you know, their future. If they want to just do stage, they still get to have that, you know, experience. So it's really cool that we finally get to, you know, even though we have been linking up over, you know, the past few years, it's nice to actually be under the same roof.
Right. Well, we really want to thank you guys for coming and talking with us. This program is going to blow up. I can tell already. It's going to be real nice.
But in a good way.
In the best way possible. But we really want to thank you guys for coming out. For all of you listening or watching on YouTube, make sure you follow us on social media. It's all UNA Soda Pop, except for YouTube. On YouTube, it's our School of the Arts page. Yeah. Go check them out. Definitely check out all of our other programs, too, as well. Mm-hmm. And the new CAT Facebook page, too. Go like that.
Yes.
And we'll see you guys in the next episode.
This podcast has been brought to you by UNA School of the Arts, produced by Mark Gallegos and Lainey Green. Special thanks to Monica Collier and the SOTA staff.